Hello, this is Martin Fitzgerald. Welcome to another episode of The Shoot Treatment, the first in 2026. And joining me this week is actor and writer Robbie O'Neill.
Hello, Martin.
How you doing, Robbie?
I'm good, you know, mate. I've had a bit of a nightmare with my mobile phone.
I understand your phone just died.
It died, yeah. I felt like I'd fallen into some sort of like alternate universe because I put the charger in last night and instead of the number increasing, it just started to gradually decrease. So then it did die and I had it.
Maybe someone at Apple heard you were going to go back in time to do the shoot treatment.
Yeah.
And they thought, well, we'll take his phone away from him. Now, Robbie, for the listeners that are not that familiar with you, let me just go through some of your credits, if you don't mind me embarrassing you for a second. As an actor, you've appeared in the following: Adolescence, Slow Horses, the newly controversial Salt Path.
Yes, indeed.
Nothing to do with you, the controversy. The Responder, Boiling Point, and everyone's favourite, Casualty.
Three times. That's three different.
Three times. Did you die in Casualty or did you?
I have consistently lived.
I've got a theory about that, which I'll come on to in a second.
Okay.
And as a writer, you wrote two episodes of the excellent This City of Ours, and you currently have another series in development, City of Lions.
Yes, it's now that's actually changed its name to The Trade.
Trade.
That was a working title, City of Lions.
Okay. So that's now going to be called Trade. And you also have a passion for boxing.
That's true. I am an amateur boxing coach. I coach at a gym in South London where I live.
Whereabouts in South London?
The gym is in Lambeth or Kennington, technically. But I live in Aylesfield, which is like just between Sutton and Wimbledon. Yeah.
I know it. My partner lives in Battersea.
Oh, well, okay.
And I'm from South East London, so I know that part of the world. So the thing I took from, it was interesting that you said that you lived three times in Casualty, which I think must be a record. The thing that I've taken from your credits and your career summary is that you're probably quite hard.